This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Grand Junction man convicted in a string of deadly pipe bombings will get a new trial. Yesterday, the Colorado Supreme Court declined to review the case, upholding a lower court order. James Genrick was convicted in 1993 on charges related to the bombings that killed two people. He was granted a new trial after it was proven that testimony used to connect his tools to the bombs were discredited forensic science. Colorado farmers could get some much-needed financial aid from the federal government. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The Trump administration announced $11 billion in one-time aid for farmers in response to trade market disruptions from Trump's tariff policies, as well as increased production costs. The Farm Bridge Assistance Program would provide help to row crop farmers, including those who grow corn, wheat, and soybeans. Another $1 billion will be reserved for specialty crops. The Colorado Farm Bureau says farmers need swift implementation as they get ready for next year's planting. The organization also hopes the specialty crop funding gets to Colorado farmers quickly. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Almost all of Colorado's ski areas are open, with lifts starting to spin at some of the remaining ones this week. Ski Cooper, the small resort outside of Leadville, opens for the season tomorrow. Just outside Glenwood Springs, Sunlight Mountain Resort is set to open on Friday. In southwestern Colorado, Silverton Mountain opens for guided and heli-skiing December 27th, and Echo Mountain near Idaho Springs has not yet announced an opening day. Last year it opened December 20th. This is CPR News.